Tesla probably never said the famous quote attributed to him about 3, 6, and 9 being the key to the universe. The method built on it went viral anyway. Here's what's real underneath the myth. Here's the method if you haven't seen it. Write your goal or affirmation 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, and 9 times before bed. Do this daily, and, according to the TikTok version of the practice, the universe rearranges itself to hand you what you wrote down. I'm going to skip the mystical framing because I don't think it needs it to be worth doing. There's a real psychological mechanism sitting underneath this practice, and understanding it makes the method more effective, not less. What's actually happening? Repeated, specific written statements strengthen neural pathways through simple repetition. This is well established in how habits and beliefs form. The structure also forces you to define what you actually want in specific language, which most people never do. That's doing real work, independent of any claim about the universe. The part everyone skips: specificity. Most people who try 369 write something like, "I am successful," write it 14 times a day, and wonder why nothing shifts. Vague affirmations are vague goals, and vague goals don't direct behavior. This is where AI earns its place in the practice, not mystically, just practically. Specificity prompt. I want to write an affirmation for the 369 method around this goal. Describe your goal in general terms. Help me turn this into a specific, present tense, believable statement. Not a vague wish, but something concrete enough that I'd actually recognize progress toward it. Ask me clarifying questions if my goal is too broad. The difference between "I am abundant" and "I confidently charge what my work is worth and I've raised my rates by specific amount this quarter" is enormous. The second one is a statement your brain can actually act on. The first one is a feeling with nowhere to go. The belief gap problem. If the affirmation is too far from what you currently believe, your brain rejects it outright. You write, "I am a millionaire," 9 times while your actual nervous system is thinking, "Yeah, right." And the repetition does nothing but reinforce the gap. Belief bridge prompt. Here's my current belief. State where you actually are. Here's what I want to believe. State the goal. Give me 3 bridging statements that move between these, each one slightly beyond my current belief, but not so far that it feels false. I'll use the closest one first. Pairing the words with an action, not just a wish. Manifestation content has a reputation, deserved in some corners, for skipping the "and then you do something about it" part. The most effective version of 369 I've found treats the written affirmation as a daily prompt to also take one small action, not a substitute for action. Add this each evening. After your 9 repetitions, ask yourself or an AI, "What's one small concrete action I can take tomorrow that moves toward this?" The writing sets direction. The action is what actually gets you there. Where I'd push back. I don't think the universe is rearranging itself based on how many times you write a sentence. I think you're training your attention to notice relevant opportunities you'd otherwise miss, and building specific enough goals that you can actually act on them, which is a real, useful effect, just not a magical one. If a practice like this ever tips into replacing real effort, or becomes a way to avoid dealing with something that needs more than an affirmation, it's worth stepping back and being honest with yourself about that. Worth saying plainly, this is a reflective, goal-clarifying practice, not a guaranteed method for external outcomes, financial or otherwise. Treat the claims around it with the same healthy skepticism you'd bring to anything promising results without corresponding effort. What I've kept from this: not the mysticism, the discipline of writing something specific down every day and checking honestly whether I've moved toward it. That's the whole engine. Tesla probably never said the quote. The practice still does something real, just not the thing the quote implies.